section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Welcome to the Kiwani Sports League, podcast number 92, season 13, episode 4, and of course, I am your host, Andrew, and I'm joined by the 2006 and 2011 KSL champion, Mr. Amazing. So let's talk about the results from week number 3. Aaron over Doug, Kevin over Andy, Oberg over Tybo, Brian over Nanigay, Pate over Hoofter, and Palmer over Snyder. So Aaron, what was the game of the week?
Oh, tough one. I'm going to actually go with Brian over Nanigay because on Monday night, it looked like Nanigay might have squeezed out a win, but Brian was able to keep him off and actually get the victory and move to 3-0.
Yeah, I'm surprised. When was the last time Brian went 3-0?
Well, Andy, I'm glad you asked that because I had posted on the message board when Brian went 3-0 last. In fact, there were two separate occasions when he was 3-0, and that was in 2002 when he won the championship, but there were only five people. Then again in 2008, and he went 7-5. So I don't know. You know, he might do it again this year. But what was your game of the week, Andy?
I'm gonna say Aaron versus Doug.
Really?
With Aaron getting the win and also scoring the most points for the week. So congratulations.
Actually, that's incorrect.
Oh well, I'm sorry. The guy who beat me did, but he's a douchebag.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess I am the guy that scored the most points this week. I'm saying Kevin's a girl.
Whatever. Yes. So, what's the next one?
What was your total?
Well, I am going to have to go with Palmer versus Snyder.
Yep, I would agree with that. It was a very low scoring affair there. Joe scored the lowest points that week, and Palmer had the second, third, fourth least amount. Oh, wow. Yeah, there were some pretty low point totals this week, in fact. Yeah. So that's kind of...
Because I'm 11-22, and guess what? There are other people that are 4-29, and they have two wins. But you know, whatever. I'm not bitter. I guess that's the way the schedule goes, right?
So, Andy, who got passworded as Taco, do you think?
Well, let's see. Nanigay did.
I would agree with that.
Yep, I believe that he should have won. Actually, I think Doug should have won, too. But somehow you were able to pull out and shoot all over him.
You know, Doug hasn't complained yet, so.
So let's move on to week number 4. We have Nanigay versus Kevin, which is a divisional game. Then we have Doug versus Pate, which is divisional. And it's the number 1 seed going against the number 11 seed. Then we have Tybo going against Brian, which is the number 2 and number 5 seeds going at it. Then we have Snyder versus Oberg, Andy versus Hoofter, and Aaron versus Palmer. Game of the week goes to who, Aaron?
I'm going to say Tybo and Brian. You have the number 2 versus number 5. 3-0 versus 2-1. So, you know, on paper, it should be a pretty close game.
On paper, I believe it's going to be Doug versus Dave. So, Doug, since you're on the show, what are your thoughts?
I have to say the game of the week is going to be Brian and Tybo, just because of the projections is only about 2 points away or 1.5 points. You also have, like I said, fifth seed versus second seed. 3 seeds apart. Both of them are divisional leading right now. Let's take that back because Tybo's not. But you still got 2 big powerhouses that are people that have done well this year and going at it. So that is my game of the week.
All right. So who's gonna be the toilet bowl game of the week this week, Doug?
Toilet bowl of the week is going to go to Joe versus Oberg.
I will agree on that one, Aaron.
Yeah, it's number 9 versus number 10, so that one is totem pole game of the week.
Pretty soon it's going to be whoever I play. It's going to be totem pole game of the week.
Which, by the way, Andy, speaking of that, I'm glad that you brought that up because I was texting with Hoofter, and he said, and I quote, I hope so. If I can't beat Boober, I am not sure I deserve to play anymore.
You guys suck. You're lucky. I'm so out of it right now.
So, Andy, who is most likely to get passworded this time?
Fucking me.
Wait, no. You're not projected to win, so you're saying Hoofter is.
I haven't even set my lineup.
No, you haven't. I noticed.
When I set my lineup, I'll be projected to win.
Even if you set up your lineup, you're not even going to get projected ahead of him.
Yeah, probably not.
You still have Charles Tillman on your team, by the way.
He's on my IR.
He's out of respect.
You
put him in IR? Okay.
It's out of respect because I miss him. And Murano.
Want to cuddle with him?
Yeah, and I kind of want to cuddle with him. He inspires me. But Murano is still out, so I can't put him on that
Moreno,
fucking thing.
You mean?
Yeah, Murano?
No, Sean, whatever the fuck his name is. I don't know. Dude, I'm out of it.
Doug, who do you think is most likely to get password as Taco?
I want to say me over Pate. I think I have a great chance to really upset a 3-0 when I haven't won a single game.
And I will agree with that. I think that that you do, Doug. I think that you actually do for a win over Pate. He's beat you the last three times straight. And, you know, right now you're currently the 11th seed. He's currently the number one seed. So I do think that Pate has a good chance of being passworded is tacoed.
All right. So let's move on to some news. So which 3-0 team will go the farthest? How many do we have left for 3-0?
Two.
We have Dave and B-Rye. Huh. I'm going to say neither.
One of them has to go further than the other.
No, I thought you meant who's going to. I think they're both going to lose this week, but that's beside the point. I would say Dave this year, but Brian's been holding back. You know, he's wanted to wait till Obama was almost out of office, but I would think it'd be funny if he went on an 8-year drought so we could tease him about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. What are your thoughts, Aaron?
I think that Brian, you know, he has the best chance, mostly because of his division. I think that's why he has the best chance of going the furthest.
Are you saying that his division's not as strong as you once thought it was?
I never thought his division was strong at all. In fact, I said that Hoofter should have won that division hands down, but Hoofter right now is sitting at 1-2, and he's in danger of being 1-3 if he loses to you.
I hope I win. Doug?
I don't think Hoofter has to worry about anything right now. I think he can get back to 500. And not to be, you know, coy with you, Boober, but I think it'd just be absolutely hilarious to see you and me at 0-4 going at it next week.
Oh, that would be funny, actually.
I mean, that way
one, I mean, that guarantees somebody's going to get a win.
Then we know one of us will win, and it'll end in a tie. So it'll be 0-4-1.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll just be in shame the entire time.
Yep.
And we'll be lucky to break 100 points too, which will be the funny part. No. What's going to happen is we'll both have 300-point games. Is what's going to happen?
Yeah.
We'll be tied for number one, and then number three seed. So then our power rankings that week is bullshit because we'll be 10-0-1. It will be the fucking power rankings for that week.
Mm-hmm. Well, and kind of a fun, interesting stat I had posted too was every other year an 0-3 team makes the playoffs, and the other year it doesn't. Last year, Brian started off 0-3, and then he won six straight. Brian won six straight, and then he lost his last four, and he missed the playoffs by less than 2 points to Dave Pate.
Yeah, but he also had 30 ad drops.
He did, but that's beside the point. What I'm saying, though, is this year, a team that starts 0-3 technically should make the playoffs if, you know, history repeats itself.
And if you look at my schedule, I think I have the greatest chance of doing that because after I face off against Pate, I'm going against Boober and then Palmer and then Joe. Mm. So there's my three wins right in a row to come back from 0-4 to get three wins to almost be 500. And then I go up against Nanigay, which I hope I just smash him just because of I just think it'd be funny.
Awesome.
Now, Doug, I just want
Cutler to unload on that week.
Doug, I want to ask you. So you went from Super King Big Nuts, so you don't have Big Nuts anymore. But no. Now you're a believer.
Yeah.
So what is it that you believe in?
I believe that I'm going to win a game.
Okay.
eventually. I mean, you can't be Super Keem Big Nuts and still not have a win.
So eventually you're going to upgrade from Silver King to Gold King is what you're telling me.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, after a few more wins.
So if you're talking about being a believer, you just want to be like Bo Dallas right now, who hasn't won anything in the last 3 weeks?
What are you talking about? He beat Swagger.
Yeah, he beat Swagger on SmackDown, Andy.
I haven't watched SmackDown yet.
Oh, spoiler alert.
I'm going to take that.
Well, it wasn't even this SmackDown. It was last SmackDown. It was Friday.
I still haven't watched that one yet.
Oh.
I haven't watched TNA either. You want to spoil that one for me? You want to spoil when Bobby Roode's going to win the title? Two weeks after Bound for Glory.
So anyway, KSL news, Andy. Let's see.
What is new in the KSL, huh?
Well,
we had some big moves.
You know what? Why don't we talk about that, Doug? So you've been trading away pretty much your entire team. What's your strategy there?
I've been just absolutely trying to get. Hold on. You know what? Just for fun, I think I might. All right, I'm gonna accept another trade. I think right now.
Dave
wants to trade me Hakeem Nicks for Sean Green.
Wait, Dave Pate?
Dave Pate.
Wow. Hakeem Nicks, huh?
Hakeem Nicks for Sean Green.
Nicks is currently in Indy.
Yep. He's the number three option for him. He's been currently averaging, well, he had one bad week in Philly, but the other 2 weeks he had about five targets. He's been averaging about four targets a game. And about 50 yards with two touchdowns.
So right now, though, Green is currently the starter. I mean, he'll eventually lose the job, they say. So, but you currently technically have a starting running back with a running back by committee. But you're willing to trade him away, though, for a kind of second or even third tier running back. Or wide receiver.
No. I'm getting it. Yeah. It's interesting. I'm going to think about it, actually.
Although
so, Dave, when you do listen to this, I am thinking about it. I am considering it. I'm not just going to reject every trade that comes across Boober.
I sent Boober
might even really counter
trade, by the way.
I saw some trades, right. Dude. I honestly, Dave said he sent me a trade, but it's not showing up on here now. So he must have canceled it.
What about my trade to you, Andy?
There was one from you. What stupid trade are you offering? No, not my 20. You can trade me your 20th for 15th. I'm sorry, okay. 20th for the 17th round. That's what I meant. I can't even think.
Actually, all right, tell you what,
send me that over and I'll look at it in the morning. I got this headache. My head hasn't stopped fucking pounding in like 4 hours.
All right. So, Doug, you're currently in survival right now.
I am.
Who is your lock of the week this week?
My lock of the week. Let me go actually see who I picked because I'm pretty sure. I went with San Diego this week.
Who do they play?
They are the number one, and they're playing Jacksonville in San Diego. So Jacksonville's got to travel all across the United States, and they're playing San Diego.
Makes sense.
So – you know, I do get a little nervous when you play a team that has, you know, a change in quarterback, because I do believe that could just spark new interest and rally the team. But it's still San Diego shut down Seattle and in San Diego. And yeah, I don't know. I'm big on the teams that have to travel far. So
it's actually a good strategy, though. I saw something on the NFL Network once where they talked about that. So, definitely a good strategy. Bold move.
And I know the other one is that they've kind of been putting out there is away teams on Thursday night games. I thought about going with Washington over the Giants, but at the same time, it's not like they're traveling so far that it makes a difference.
Yeah, I mean, they're traveling 3 hours. So.
Yeah. of course, I mean, you look at the Baltimore-Pittsburgh game, they weren't traveling very far, and they just got trampled.
Yeah, I think that they probably underestimated them, is my guess. Mm-hmm. So, but anyway, so Andy, I know you're currently not in survival, but you're in Pick'ems, and actually Pick'ems is pretty tight this year. Currently we have Brian and Travis Peterson at top with 31. I'm next at 30, and then Andy, you and Hoofter are tied at 29. It looks like it's anybody's game. I mean, what do you think?
It's pretty interesting so far, this year at least. Usually it's a bust sometimes, but or like, you know, the field is spread out where you have to make up a lot of ground by just taking some long shots. But this year, you don't really have to. I think everyone's in it. I don't think there's a person not in it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of people that haven't made their picks for a week or so now, but.
Yeah.
But yeah, I hear what you're saying. I'm actually pretty happy. Doug, actually, you're only 5 points behind. So it's not
I'm
like
five you're, points behind. I'm not out, but yeah. At the same time, it might be a little bit time to start picking maybe one or two decent upsets for the year.
Mm-hmm.
Just to be bold.
Yeah.
So if you guys had to pick, you know, like a running back, like a sleeper for this week, who do you think it would be?
Donald Brown.
Yeah.
That's available.
There, I mean, he's not available, but
you see, Andy's trying for fantasy advice. He's trolling for fantasy advice.
He's trolling for fantasy advice.
All right, Andy,
you want a good running back for this week, correct?
Yeah.
You want to trade me for Sean Green.
Huh?
I mean, you look at it. He's going to have a good week against Indy's defense.
Oh, I can't. It's too late for trades.
No, it isn't.
Because it's a Sunday game.
Yeah, if you guys traded right now, the trade goes through on...
Friday.
On Friday, yeah.
Mm.
See, we could even trade tomorrow and it'd go on Saturday and you'd still have time. Your problem is the only player on your team I would ever want... Besides Drew Brees, which I know you're going to just hold on to him with, you know, gay fanboy love, would be Julian Edelman.
Mm. That's a tough
one. I would add somebody else in.
Sean Green, huh? From the Titans.
I'll give you Sean Green and how about Julius Thomas for Julian Edelman and Vernon Davis.
Mm. Wow.
Send it over.
All right.
At least let me think, because I'm not going to make any decisions now, but just because I'm not doped up on anything yet, but this fucking flu needs to leave me now. That's all I ask. I haven't been this sick in like years.
Well, so, you know,
I hope you don't, neither of you guys get it because it's fucking horrible. I'm on antibiotics and
turns out, Andy, actually podcasting with somebody you can't get the flu yet.
No,
thank goodness. I mean, I can.
That's all the time we have for this week's show.
You know what?
I am excited to get Cutler.
You get Cutler?
That is my big news. I'm getting Cutler.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was this trade with Nanagay. I was actually very surprised by that. Doug, you've done a pretty damn good job, I would say, of trading. I can't believe you got Eddie Lacy, honestly, from Hoofter. That was
Sanders, who's been tearing it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How is this a good trade?
How is it a good trade?
Well, you got to look at this. Even though Dez Bryant, I mean, it's Tony Romo to Dez Bryant, and you look at his team. Yeah, he doesn't necessarily need Tony Romo. You might get a good matchup. Like this week, he's got a good matchup against New Orleans. You know that's going to be a throwout. I mean, they're just going to be throwing the ball the whole time to try to catch up or stay with New Orleans. So Romo, you put him in a spot check every once in a while. Dez Bryant, I mean, he has been effective this year. There was one game that he wasn't effective, and that was the first game, and that was against San Francisco. And then again, you had Tony Romo had a terrible game. But other than that, I think you look at the rest of his schedule. there's not a bad team that they're not going to be throwing a lot on. I mean, that was one of the reasons why I liked Romo in the draft, was because you look at his playoff schedule. He's got Chicago, which is going to be a, you know, a throwdown. Philly and Indianapolis. All three of those games he's going to be throwing like crazy. Same thing, Dez Bryant is your, you know, like if you look at ESPN, Yahoo rankings, anybody's rankings, he's a top five wide receiver. I you know, Cutler's not ranked as high as Romo sometimes, but Cutler is, I think he is a better quarterback, and this year he's kind of proved that too. Sanders, maybe he fears with Wes Welker coming back that he's going to lose some catches. That was one of my fears. Josh Gordon, you never know with a guy who's coming off suspension. He's not even going to be back until week 12. Who even knows who's going to be Cleveland's quarterback by then? It could be Johnny Manziel, and he could just be a complete bust. So it's a risk. I was happy to get Josh Gordon back. But Sanders, I think, is going to be a good play. I think he might not get the touchdowns, but I think he's going to get the catches. And in a PPR league, I think it's good for me.
And he just had, like, what, 10 last game?
10, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe he got Eddie Lacy started.
No, he had 11 catches on 15 targets. Jeez. So,
well, Doug has really turned his team around, I would say, with the trades. I think that you've been able to kind of turn it into a winning team, which is one of the reasons I think that you do have a shot at being Pate this week because of that. Mm-hmm.
Well, my biggest problem is that Sanders isn't going to be usable this week.
He won't be?
No, he's on bye. Yeah, because
it's on bye.
So I'm running with a depleted wide receiving core. But I've made it up, and you know what? Even if I don't beat Pate, I'm still happy for the rest of the year because I have a really good running back core between Ball, Lacy, and Jennings. And then, you know, my wide receiving core, especially after week 12, I just got to make the playoffs, and then I'll be a threat.
Yeah.
All right, Aaron. Sounds good. I got a question for you before we end the show. Let's say it's week 16. You're in the Magic Cup Finals. You're going into the final game, and
you mean like I was last year?
Yeah. Okay. And the Bears are playing, and the mm-hmm. Bears have a chance if they win, but they have to win that night. Because if they don't, there's a good chance they're not going to lock to the division and get a first round bye. But you need the Bears defense to get scored upon a lot. And you also have like the quarterback from the other team. And
I've already made this decision. I know what you're going to say.
He has Jay Cutler and you're going against him. Do you root for the Bears or do you root to win the Magic Cup, Aaron?
If it was me, I love the Bears. However, though, it's not the Super Bowl. And therefore, I will let the Bears lose, so I win. However, though, if it was, let's just say, in an alternate universe, the Bears were in the Super Bowl and I was in the Magic Cup and it's, you know, one of us has to win, I would say I'd want the Bears to win.
All right. Doug, you said you're in this situation once before.
Well, I've been in the situation before, too, where several times, actually, when I've gone to Bears games. I believe I was facing you one week, and we were the game was in St. Louis, and that was one that they kept kicking to Hester, and he kept running them back for touchdowns. And all I could do was I knew I lost the game. I just knew it. It was a Sunday night or Monday night game. I knew I was going to lose. I mean, I had a good lead on you, but the defense just outstandingly. You know what? You take the loss and you celebrate the Bears. You're living in a fantasy world, even though I love this league. I'm very competitive. This is my number one league. You know, I am very sad every week that I lose.
Nice. So we got it. Before we end the show, I just want to say congratulations to Devin Hester for getting 20 return touchdowns.
Yes, because he is an avid listener.
He does.
Okay,
he is a friend of the podcast.
Okay, first off, it's not Hester. We all know it's Dion. All right. I have Dion on speed dial. He's my number four guy. So I'm just saying, because number one's voicemail, number two is my wife, and number three is home, and then Deion Sanders.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? You have your wife number two?
Well, because number one is voicemail.
No.
Mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
I mean, if you still...
Bears come before wife.
Oh, Shit. Well, I guess it depends on the week, right? If it's a Super Bowl, then it's like I don't have kids.
I will say in the off season you can put her as number two, but no.
Yep. Number one, I order you to take a number two. So thanks to 86 Productions and Section 86 for hosting any of the podcasts. And I want to thank everyone in the league for listening and participating. And for Aaron Hughes and Doug Hahn, I am Andrew Hughes, and until next time, we'll see you on the gridiron.
So, Doug, I'm very proud to see that you finally got the bronze Camry power user medal.
I seriously do not understand, and I just got that today, too.
How come there's not a power fuck medal?
I want to point out that I got the silver medal today, and apparently Nanagay has had it for one full day. So apparently Nanagay checked it one day before I did, which is just crazy talk.
Wow. So high.